Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Apollo Bros. It's your boy, KJ Majority, with my good friend, my partner, not in that way though, Tempo.
Yeah, bro, you know what it is. We back again. What's it? This week 8, right?
Yeah, this is episode 8.
This is episode 8. We with it. Let's go.
Yeah, like, bro, can you imagine it's been 2 months?
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like it, though.
It doesn't.
I feel like I've been to your house, like, maybe, like, 3-4 times to do this.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, too, though? Even though it doesn't feel that long, when I was talking to one of my coworkers about the first episode, I couldn't remember what the hell you were talking about.
All I remember from the first episode is that Pornhub story, to be honest.
Exactly. That's all I remember. Was the Pornhub shit. I couldn't remember not a goddamn thing I asked.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to hop right in and, so how was your weekend, bro?
My weekend was great. You know why? Because I spent it with you.
Yeah, this is actually one of the first times where we actually, like, chilled during the weekend.
Yeah.
So it was cool. It was really good. What did we do this weekend? We went to go visit my boy Gary in South Plainfield, and we went to Rutgers, ate some good food.
We ran into Tyrone, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, bro. I was definitely bringing that shit up.
So, all right. So, we were walking towards a pool hall, and this random black dude across the street, he heard us laughing, and he was, I don't remember what he said at first, but then he was like, Tyrone.
It was almost like he was talking on the phone at first.
That's what I thought he was doing. I thought he was talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Come on, like, he's not talking to us because we're not acknowledging
him. And he wasn't
him.
Like talking to us directly. He was like, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da, Tyrone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So then as we like walked towards him because we were crossing the street to get to the pool hall, he was like, Tyrone makes his own pussy. You heard? Tyrone makes his own pussy.
And he's not joking. That's literally what the guy said.
Yo, word for word. And he's following us saying, Tyrone makes his own pussy. And in my head, I'm like, bro, what does that mean?
And like, while this is happening, there's another guy on the other side of us walking down the street, stops, turns around, and asks us, hey, you want to make 50 to 60K in a year? I'm like,
bro, we were in some random ass town. I don't remember the name of the town. Something with a D. We're in this random ass town. And this dude, he asked us, like, he said, what did he say? He was like, oh, I just opened up a business.
Yeah, a franchise of some sort. Yeah, he didn't really name what it was.
Yeah, I opened up a franchise down the street. It's just open. I'm looking for new workers. Do you want to make up to 50 to 60,000 a year and then eventually six figures? And while he's talking, I'm not really paying attention to what he's saying because Tyrone is getting closer and closer to us.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out, how does this man make his own pussy?
Yeah, nah, that's pretty, like, sculpted. You gotta be creative to make a pussy. That shit ain't easy, like.
So then, like, he walks past us and he was like, y'all keep playing around. It's gonna be a knife. I'm gonna pull my knife out by the end of the night. And I was like, wait, what? Sir, excuse me. Anybody was playing with you.
He said, I'm going to bring the knife out, bro. That shit happened. What the fuck?
Yo, what crack was this man on?
Some serious stuff, bro. Because he really just the tone changed so much. At first, he was like, yeah, Tyrone, da-da-da-da. All right, keep laughing. I'm going to knife all the Like, he just, like, flipped the switch, yo.
So, shout out to my boy Tyrone. I still want to know how you make your own pussy. Actually, I don't want to know. Because my fear is the way how he makes his own pussy is he literally he sees the dude, bends that motherfucker over, like, oh, that booty hole is now my pussy.
Speaking of booty hole, you know the booty warrior got out of prison?
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. All the men out there, clench your cheeks.
Yeah, PSA, be careful of the booty warrior.
Yo, because that nigga don't play.
Yo, yeah, no.
Yo, could you imagine being that nigga's cellmate? Bro, every night you go to bed, you have to make sure your ass is facing the wall. And then you still might have a dick in your butt.
Somehow, that shit might go through the concrete on the other side. Like in your ear, like, you thought I was playing, huh? Like,
the choice is yours. We can do this either the hard way or the easy way. The choice is yours.
And that was the easy way. Like, bro.
On like a kind of like sad-ish note, it's been 23 years since Biggie died.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
I didn't realize it's he died around the same time I was born. So yeah. That's a sad fact to think about. Mm-hmm. Like every year I'm alive is another year he's dead. But yeah, I actually have a kind of TMI slash funny story to share. Mm-hmm. Not about Biggie, obviously. We're moving right along. So this weekend, as most men do, I was watching some porn, about to beat my dick. Ain't nobody was home. I was mad excited, you know. I was like, oh, ain't nobody home, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to beat my dick. So a nigga was mad happy, you know. Ain't nobody home. I could, you know, not have to use headphones. I could just have my phone blasted, you know.
I still use headphones, though. I be feeling kind of like, I'd be like, I don't know. Like, nobody's home. It's not like somebody's going to walk in, but I don't know. It's just the headphone thing. I don't know.
I get it, but like, was that you?
I don't know.
What kind of fucking sound was that?
That was me?
Yeah, nigga.
You good? Yeah, I'm straight, bro. I didn't even know that was going to happen.
That shit terrified me, bro.
That shit terrified me, bro. I didn't have control over that.
I was like, what the fuck? All right, anyway, back to my porn story, I guess. Nigga, what kind of... Wait, hold on. What sound did you just make?
DJ, I don't know. It was an involuntary sound, bro. Oh, like,
I was like, oh, shit, my house is haunted. I gotta leave. I gotta go. It's time to go.
No, it's funny because I'm hearing the sound like, yo, where the fuck is that coming from?
Because literally I heard the sound and just popped my head up and looked at you like, you heard that too, right? Like, it's not just me? So, you know, I was going... So normally when I'm watching porn, I usually like watch like two black people fucking, you know? Just because I don't know, black, you know, I like black women, so it just makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
But this was the first time where, you know, it was one of the few times where I watched like interracial porn. It was a black dude.
I thought you were about to say midget porn.
Excuse me?
I fully prepared my mind for you to say midget porn.
Now, David, I do say I'm a freak, but I ain't that goddamn freaky, nigga.
Bro, like, you could have felt curious that today. Like, I don't know.
Anyway, I clicked the interracial porn, right? And it was this white girl, she beautiful girl, black dude, you know, all muscles, all that good jazz, and, you know. That was not no pun intended. That was
I tried to let you rock. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm watching it, right? And, you know, and they're doing it, whatever. And he's fucking her from the back, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, being my shit, like, yeah, hit her from the back, nigga, yeah, go ahead. And then she was like, yeah, I love that shit, I love that nigger cock. My dick has never gotten so goddamn soft so fast. Oh, I was like, wait, rewind. What she said? Maybe she said trigger cock. Maybe no, she didn't say the N word. Yeah, she said nigger with the hardest of R's.
Oh wow.
I was like, oh, okay.
Old boy kept going, too.
He sure did. He went harder. I was like, wait. Stop. Did no one else hear what she just said?
Yeah.
And, like granted, it was, like, kind of, like an older porn. When I say older, I mean, like 10 years ago from the quality, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. But, yo, I was like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I'm done with porn. I'm not watching porn anymore.
I wouldn't be done with porn. Nah, I wouldn't be done with interracial porn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, but I'm done with porn. I'm just done with porn.
So you gonna beat your shit to memories?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Memories and fantasy. That's all nigga got now. Y'all done ruined porn for me. Yeah, thanks.
No shame in the game.
But yeah. Yo, so how do you feel about this coronavirus?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I feel conflicted. I'll say this. Because, like, y'all are doing way too much. But at the end of the day, like, somebody explained it to me today that, like, it's, like, more for the safety of, like, babies and, like, older people than, like, people with stronger immune systems that would get it where it would just be, like, kind of the symptoms of a common cold. So, like, now it makes me think that the way they explained that made me think a little bit more, like, okay, yeah, that makes sense to be, like, a little bit more precautious and da-da-da-da-da. But, like, closing the state down, like, the governor just issued, like, a state of emergency not too long ago. And, yeah, bro, that's pretty serious. So, like,
Yeah, and I'm worried because I work for the state.
Yeah, you work for the state, so.
Yeah. A nigga might not be getting paid.
I don't know. If stores closing, like, if the store I work at closes, I'm going to be fucked, too. So, we're going to be sitting here. But, we're going to be the broke boys instead of Apollo boys. But.
Two broke niggas, one podcast. That's the title of this episode.
We're doing this shit in the dark.
Ain't no lights in this bitch.
Oh shit.
But no, yeah, no, but all jokes aside though. So I've seen two different things on like the internet. Like I seen like, you know, like it's very serious, we should be concerned. Mm-hmm. And I've read stuff that's like it's not that bad, like just chill out.
Yeah. It's weird getting conflicting information and then
So me personally, I'm, you know, I've always washed my hands. Hold on, but one second though.
Yes.
To all the people who are now just washing their hands, what the fuck were y'all doing before?
Where the fuck have y'all been?
Like, what? Like,
nigga said, I'm gonna buy soap now. Like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Someone on Twitter was like, now that since the corona is out, I'm gonna wash my hands every time I use the bathroom now.
Wait, somebody said that?
Yes.
Why would you even say, like, even if that was true, why would you tweet that?
But you know, there's so many people who only wash their hands if they wipe their ass. So no matter what they do in the bathroom, they only wash their hands if they wipe their ass.
Nigga, no, you gotta wipe your... Bro, there's so much shit in the bathroom that has germs on it. Even, bro, the door that you opened, that's germs.
If I ever go to a public bathroom, I always open the door with either, like the inside of my shirt or, like a napkin or something. Like, I hate it when they don't have napkins because I'm like, damn, I gotta touch the fucking door.
Yeah, nah, bro, it's hella bathrooms now that don't even have paper towels. They just got air dryers. Yeah. And, which I get the environment, yeah, but like, I gotta touch that nasty ass door with the niggas who didn't wash their hands, which cancels out me washing my hands damn near. So,
So I don't know. I'm just, honestly, I'm more concerned about my niece because my niece gets sick really easily.
Yeah.
And she's young, she's a toddler. Yeah. And my mom, because, like, my mom isn't, like, old, but she's, like, she's in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And she travels a lot for work, so, I'm real concerned about
that. Yeah, my cousin had a baby, like, 2 days ago, and when it was explained like that, I'm like, damn. Yeah, no, okay, now I'm a little, like, worried for their sake. And, like, then, you know, you got older family relatives in your family, too, to where, I would be a little worried about that as well. So, I'm taking a different stance, but... Y'all niggas are still doing way too much.
Yeah, the fact that people, like...
The fact that y'all, we're selling out of toilet paper now, too, like...
And hand sanitizer, like, soap.
And disinfectant wipes and all this shit y'all should have been buying anyway.
Yeah, my job actually just gave me, like, a humongous-ass pack of disinfectant wipes because, like, I work with kids. I'm not a teacher. I could not do that. I don't have patience for it. I work as a technician in the school district. A computer technician. So... I don't directly work with children, but because I work in the school, like, connecting computers and upgrading them and shit like that, you know, I still, you know, interact with children, just not in a direct format. Mm. But, yeah, so it's funny because I went to a preschool today to update some of the computers to Windows 7 to Windows 10.
Mm. Damn, they was just getting on Windows 10?
Yeah, well, it's because Microsoft doesn't support it anymore. That's one of the biggest pushes behind it. Mm.
Windows 7 was like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Off topic note.
Well, because Windows 8 was trash.
And Windows 8 was trash. Terrible Microsoft.
Yeah, they Windows 8 was really fucking bad.
Garbage, bro.
Windows 10 is a lot better.
It's better.
I will say this though, because I had a Windows 7's laptop before I had a Windows 10, obviously. Mm. And it took me a while to get kind of used to it.
Cause I feel like 10 is a mixture of 7 and 8.
Yeah, so it's all the, like, new stuff of 8, but all the good shit from 7.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to get used to the stuff from 8. If you never interact with 8, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Which
is stupid as fuck, because there was no need to interact with 8. Why? Because that shit was ass.
Yeah, it was really bad. But... Moving right along. But before we move to our first segment of the day, night, whatever. To all of you guys, make sure you're washing your hands. If you feel sick in any kind of way or form, don't go to work, because that's how people are getting, like, that's how it's spreading so fast, is because, you know, someone who's like, oh, you know, I just have a cold or something, goes to work.
You know, it's crazy, like, some people, like, on Twitter, again, people are like, yeah, no, I didn't even get the days off to do that. Like, some people don't even get the days off to take off from work.
I don't either, but I don't, my fear is, like, you know, I caused some little kid to die. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So, and plus, like, luckily for me, I'm still supported by my family. Like, I'm not like, the sole income provider for myself or anyone else. Mm. So, like, luckily, I can, like, I'm still being supported by, like, my mom and my other family members. So, you know, if I were to have to miss out of work, I would be broke, wouldn't be able to, like, go out as much as I do now, but I still have a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you know, me personally, if I don't feel well or whatever, I can just stay home and not have to, you know, because if I do, knock on wood, if I do have corona, I don't want to, like, give it to a kid.
Mm, no, definitely, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I do suggest, like, try to stay home. Like,
yeah, if you can, stay home. Even if, like, you don't get PTO, if you think you might have it, because the symptoms are very similar to the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have flu-like symptoms, go, like, just take the day, go to the hospital or doctor or any kind of medical person, and just get tested. If you don't have it, you miss the day, it sucks, but at least you know you don't have it. But
the only thing that sucks about that, too, is the test is $3,000.
Yes, but I heard that if you have the whatever, was it Blue Shield? Is that what it's called?
Horizon Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Yes, if you have that, which is very common in Jersey, a lot of people have that insurance plan.
I think it's the top one.
So a lot of, like, common insurance plans, even though it's $3,000, they cover it. Mm. I still think it's ridiculous that it's fucking $3,000.
Yeah, no, that's pretty ridiculous that it's an epidemic and the thing to test for it is.
And they're still making fucking money. Like, it's like, oh, people are dying and, like, oh, let's still make a buck though.
Yeah, heartless. But then again, we live in a.
Yep. But long story short, wash your hands. If you feel sick, stay home and stay alive because we need you to listen to the show. And you know,
live too.
Live too. All right, so as y'all know, our first segment of the night is What's Poppin', where we talk about current events in the pop culture, the black community, and anything else that we kind of stumble upon. And this is, we have a lot to talk about today because a lot of shit happened from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do this one first because I want to get it out of the way because it made me – I had a lot of emotions with this. So there was this – you probably saw it. There was a video of this little dark-skinned black girl who – she was getting her hair done by her hairdresser, and she calls herself ugly. And her hairdresser was like, what are you talking about? You're not ugly. And the little girl starts crying because she really thinks that she's ugly. And the most this little girl can be is like 5.
Yeah, and she looked 5, about 6, maybe possibly 6, but yeah no older than that.
And it's heartbreaking, like it's really sad because this 6-year-old, 5-year-old girl truly believes she's ugly, you know, so the hairdresser was, the only reason why the hairdresser wasn't even recording was because, like, that's what she does, like she shows off her work through live. That's what a lot of hairdressers, makeup artists, that's what they do now to kind of like build their clientele, which makes sense. And you know, the way how she handled the situation was, one, very beautiful. And she told the girl, like, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty, don't call yourself ugly. You're the prettiest girl in the class. When you go to school on Monday or tomorrow, whatever she said, they're gonna all be like, oh, look at your hair, you have such nice dimples, and yada 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 yada. And it was heartwarming because it was like, you know, I'm glad colorism is now an actual topic that, you know, people are discussing more and more now. And this is like the perfect example of how colorism affects dark-skinned youth. Because this girl is like 5 or 6, and she thinks she's ugly. Mm. It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking to think that this little girl who, you know, hasn't really even experienced life yet already feels that she's ugly.
Yeah, and, like, to even, like, kind of have that concept, a concept of ugly itself, like, it's crazy. Like, at that age, like, did you really, like, have, like, an idea of what ugly
Was?
No, because I'm trying to, because, you know, like, I'm trying to think about, like, my own experience dealing with, like, colorism. Because David and I are both, like, dark-skinned dudes. Team dark-skinned. but I honestly, it never really affected me until I got to puberty, like, around, like, middle school, high school years. Because when I was growing up, I went to, for most of my elementary, I went to a Caribbean school. And as you know, a lot of Caribbean people are, like, dark-skinned. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was never, like, so much of a discussion. Or, like, maybe if it was, it just, like, flew over my head. Mm-hmm. Because I can't really remember a time during, like, my elementary slash, like, preschool, kindergarten years where, you know, something was said to me. Like, I was treated differently because of, like, the complexion of my skin. But whoever is telling this black, because she had to get it from somewhere. Because that's one thing about kids. Kids say something, like, when kids say stuff like that, it's coming from somewhere. Like, someone
either. Yeah, kids are definitely a sponge. Like, they soak up a lot of information.
Yeah, so whoever the fuck is telling this little girl that she's ugly, I'm gonna tell you something right now.
I'll slap the shit out your ass.
I will slap the taste out your mouth, all right? If you want to see ugly, I will roll up on your ass, all right? I will beat your ass.
I'll slap black onto you.
How fucking dare you? How do you tell this little black princess that she is ugly? The girl is six. She's six.
Bro, that shit is, colorism is crazy. Like, yo, I think out of all the things, like, I'm not going to lie, I was bullied a little bit, like, when I was a kid, growing up, like, especially, like, in the same era that you mentioned from, like, middle school into, like, high school and different things like that.
Yeah.
But, like, colorism was one of those big things. Like, people would be like, oh, da-da-da-da, you probably can't be seen that night. Like,
oh, yeah.
You about as black as the robe, da-da-da, all of those. I know you know it, bro, because I know you got the same shit.
You turn off the light. Where's KJ?
Yeah, can't, like, you know, all of that shit, bro, and all of that shit adds up, like, crazy. Like, and then, too, she's a girl. So, like, that adds a whole nother layer of, like, difficulty to the situation, because society already has this stigma about dark-skinned women that is just, like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. Well, black women in general, but with dark-skinned women, it's even worse.
Yes.
And it's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating because, you know, even though we've made a lot of improvements in terms of, like, racial equality and colorism, like, trying to destroy colorism as a thing, you see stuff like this and you just, you get upset.
I just shake my head.
Yeah, because, like, you know, my bad. as a black person, you know, when I think of kids, I think of, like, little black children. Not saying, you know, I wouldn't dance out my race. But when I envision, like, my future, I envision it with, you know, having black children, having a black wife. And, you know, I immediately, when I saw this, I was like, damn, will my daughter have to go through this? You know, and how am I gonna handle explaining to her that, you know, you're not ugly just because you're darker than some of your friends?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it took me a long time for me to really understand colorism in my own life. Because I remember,
all throughout
like middle school and high school, you know, certain things were said to me, and I kind of like, I never put two and two together, like, oh, they're only saying that to me because of, like, how dark I am. I really thought, like, oh shit, I'm ugly, or oh shit, like, damn, I guess, like, you know, dark-skinned dudes really do be mad aggressive for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. Actually, I'm a pretty sensitive motherfucker. and two, like, it wasn't until, like, I got to college, and I was talking to, I don't even remember this girl's name, but we were in, crap, what class was it? Damn, it was one of those, like, gen ed classes, my freshman year. And we were talking, and I was saying, like, I think I said, you know, what was the exact words I used? I said something like, you know, like, you know how it's tough being, like, an ugly dude in high school or something like that.
Yeah.
She was like, but you're not ugly. I'm like, oh, I mean, like, I'm okay looking, but I'm not, like,
even now, like, I still have that conversation with people. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's crazy how all of that can build a mindset of that you have to destroy, like, later on in life.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Like, for me to, like, realize colorism and, like, the effect it had, like, my mother had to talk to me about it, and, like, she's dark skin like I am, we're the same skin color, so, like,
shout out to David's mom, Charles Temple's mama,
shout out to my mama, bro, I love my mama, I'd do anything for my mama, But but yeah, no, I had to, my mother had a whole talk with me about it, what she went through in her life and like how it affected her.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it's a tough road to go down, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And the thing too, to kind of to rewind, when I was having this conversation with the girl, I was talking to her about my experiences in high school, and she was like, "You realize the only reason why why they said it to you is because you're dark skinned." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Well, because you're dark skinned, a lot of people just automatically write you off as ugly, even though you're not ugly." And I was like, "That doesn't make any sense. If I'm not ugly, it just matters like the complexion of my skin."
Mm-hmm.
And like this girl who I can't remember her name. She had to explain to me colorism. And I didn't know what colorism was until my sophomore year of college.
Mm.
Which, and now, that's why I'm so happy that it's being discussed more commonly now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how complicated complexion really is. Because it's not easy. Because a lot of non-black people don't really understand what the big deal is.
Because
it's like, aren't you all black? And being black is very complicated and complex.
Bro, it's even as a basic of a breakdown of if you want to break down the colors of just white and like black in general, like black always, the color black itself always has a negative connotation to it. Like it's always like a dark, like either devious or like some type of scary type of color.
The black knight is always the evil knight.
Yeah, evil knight or some type of evilness or something like of a negative thing to where like, the white side of things, that's like considered purity. Like purity, heavenly, like whatever. We can go down the road of adjectives, but like it's just a crazy like imbalance of the two colors, and that's where like it stems from. But then it just gets deeper when you go into like actual humans.
That's why for like the longest, I refused to let anyone call me black, because I remember it was my 8th grade English teacher. We were talking about the power of words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying how literally a color, by putting a color in a story, it determines whatever emotion you associate with it. So if you put like red next to something, you associate either anger or love or you know, other emotions associated with red.
Mm-hmm.
And she said with black, a lot of times associated with darkness, evil, and like other negative things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, but isn't it strange that we call African Americans black people, and how you know they're viewed as criminals and all these other evil things.
Yeah, all
this is said to, this was being taught to me by a middle-aged Italian woman.
Yeah.
And when she said that, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I learned a lot of this in psych too, like because that's what it is. It's literally just a psychological breakdown of colors, like she was teaching to you. Mm-hmm. And then like when you bring in the human aspect of African Americans and being referred to as black people, like that's gonna have a negative connotation behind it just because of that image that you're painting in general.
Yeah. So, but luckily for this girl, she was showed by her hairdresser and by a lot of people on the internet that she is in fact very, very beautiful.
Yeah, she's
beautiful. Adorable.
Adorable, bro.
And the director of Hair Love, do you know the short film?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Matthew A. Cherry, he, on Twitter, kind of called to action for artists to draw how beautiful she really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really helped a lot because, you know, if you're, kids love cartoons and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you see yourself in a cartoon and you see like, oh, wow, this cartoon's really pretty, it kind of internalizes that I'm pretty. So shout out to Matthew A. Cherry. I loved him already because of the Hair Love movie, but this right here is, it proves that not only does he direct stuff like that, he actually enforces it.
Yeah, no, definitely cartoons, definitely as a kid, definitely have an impact on like lives. I remember, I'll keep this kind of short because, you know, we got other topics to talk about, but I remember Nickelodeon, like they used to show this like, maybe like minute or two clip of like a commercial and used to play, like the name of the song was "There Are No Mirrors in My Nana's House," and it had like a picture of like a black girl. She was dark skinned, and like in her house there were no mirrors and different things that related to the song. But like if you go and listen to the song yourself, you'll hear it, and it's basically it relates to this as into where like there's no like ugly. They're, like, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It's because, like, because the beauty of, like, actual people is inside of you.
Okay. That's pretty. That's beautiful. Yeah. All right. So, moving along. So, in Indiana, an Olive Garden manager was fired. after granting a customer's request for a non-black server.
Yeah.
So Olive Garden said, fuck that, you're fired.
Yeah. You know, that's actually, to give you guys some background, I was a server for years. Like, I'm pretty sure it's like 3 years, or at least almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And that still happens. Like, even up here, like, it's happened. Mm-hmm. And, like,
has it happened to you?
No. But okay. It happened to, like, people that I knew of, or, like,
at
my job.
Oh wow,
at my actual job, like it happened, and I can't remember what exact restaurant it happened in, but I do remember it happening, mm-hmm. and they got kicked out, escorted out, and they were asked to never come back again. But like, it's just to point out the fact that like, it's not just Indiana that happens, like everywhere.
But it's not a customer; it's the manager who did it.
Wait.
So a customer requested for a non-black server, and the manager.
Oh, actually fulfilled the request.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you shot the fuck out.
So Olive Garden fired.
Okay. Yeah. Nah, he's the honorary shot the fuck out person of the week, because like, yeah, he shot the fuck out. I don't know why you thought you were gonna do that, and like that was just gonna be A-okay. What the fuck?
Yeah. So the girl who reported it, her name is Amira Donahue, and obviously she's a black girl, and she. She's 16. She reported it, and you know it came to light, and then the next apparently a couple days afterwards, she's being harassed by her coworkers, saying like, what are the exact words?
Harassed for what?
Yeah. How? So black people. So they're saying they're pretty much just harassing her because like she shouldn't have made it such a big deal.
No, I'm glad she reported it. You know how many times that happens and like we. Just let it rock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they people need to know that this is not okay. Like this is not okay behavior. You can't go to a restaurant. And another thing too was apparently the customer who requested a non-black server, she said to the manager about Amira, this is the black host, that she didn't want to be served by them being black people, mm-hmm. and the girl at the front door looks like she should be at a strip club.
Oh, what?
She is talking about a 16-year-old child, okay?
Damn, you watch 16-year-old strip? That's crazy. You know what that is? Pedophilia.
And I can imagine that the girl's probably... Well, there's a picture of her. She's just a skinny black girl, and she's probably in uniform. So it's not even like, you know, she was wearing something provocative.
Damn, bro.
She was wearing whatever the fuck they wear at Olive Garden.
You out here sexualizing minors, bro. That makes you a fucking pedophile.
So shout out to Amira because she's suing Olive Garden for a hostile work environment. Mm-hmm. And it looks like she's going to win.
Yeah, she has pretty good grounds to win.
And so she... She had a prom dress that she was buying from some local boutique, mm-hmm. and she was like paying it off in installments. Mm-hmm. The boutique is giving it to her for free, they had also offered her a job since you know her current job is a whole bunch of fuck shit.
Yeah,
so now she's about to get some money from Olive Garden because they wanted to play with her. Because it's not just her coworkers; apparently, it's also upper management is also trying to like. Force her out.
Oh wow, yeah, sue the shit out of them.
So Olive Garden's about to run her check. Her dress is now paid for, and she's about to get a new job. Amira is set.
That's called a W.
She said, "Fuck y'all, run me my money. I need my bag.
Y'all better put that lasagna in the bag, bro, because I'm about to fucking go.
I want all the ones, the 20s, the 100s, and that lasagna and that breadsticks. All that shit. That's mine now, okay? I run this shit, okay? Thank you." So shout out to Amira. So, I'm so sick and tired of talking about this man, but Boosie,
Oh, I was like, who is he bringing? Oh, this guy. What the fuck happened now?
He didn't do anything. It's just funny. He's sad because he found out that Rihanna is in a relationship with A$AP Rocky. So he was like, I'm going to back off. I'm going to back off because that's someone else's woman.
Nigga, don't but nobody I'm... want your little... You look like a leather chair. Get the on, fuck out of here.
Hold on. He was like, but Rihanna, I'm a catch, okay? I'm a catch. I'm a good father. I get paid. I love my kids. I was like, yeah, nigga, you supposed to.
Nigga,
do
you
that.
Do what you supposed to. That's exactly not, what the fuck I was about to say.
Does it make you a catch material? That makes you a dad, nigga.
Yeah, like, what? Boosie, you know, we got two honorary shot the fuck outs. Because he on the shot the fuck out list, too. What the fuck?
This is, because I think we reported about it last week.
Like a leather bag. Get the fuck out of my face.
Last week, we had said that how he wanted Rihanna. So, now he's sad because he can't have her. I don't even know why he thought he was going to get Rihanna. Because isn't he, like, 10, 20 years her senior? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, pretty much. Rihanna lied, though. She was supposed to drop her album. And Uzi dropped her album.
Wait, Uzi dropped his album?
Yeah, he dropped Eternal A Take.
Oh, I didn't hear
it. Last Friday. Yeah, that Friday. Yeah, bro. He dropped Eternal A Take, bro.
Did you listen to Megan Thee Stallion's mixtape? Or is it an album or is it a mixtape?
It's an album.
Okay,
that's the only one I didn't get to. I listened to Uzi's and I listened to Janae Aiko's, who was, yo, that album is, I fuck with it. You're making a face and you're scratching like, oh my God, what the fuck?
But I was hoping you were going to bring her up. I'm not the biggest Janae Aiko fan. So I listened to the album because everyone was talking about it.
Nah, that shit is hard.
I think the reason why I don't like it is just because I'm just not a fan of her music.
I mean I feel like that makes sense. Like, yeah, you kind of have to like be a fan of. It's like me.
But I do love is it BS or No BS? Whatever song she did with her.
I
think it's BS. I think it's called BS.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, the song with her, that was a good ass song. On yeah, too.
And there's a couple songs on there that I fuck with, but as a whole, I didn't really like it that much.
In contrast, I like that album a lot.
What's her fan base called? What are they?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't really like know the names of fan bases.
The Blasian, like, Attack Squad. Like what?
I don't know. I just I love Janae Aiko because she's beautiful.
She is very beautiful. She is a very pretty woman.
And then she could sing. Bro, the first song, I'm like, it felt like she was singing like, I mean, I had headphones on. Not to sound like an ass, but it sounded like she was singing directly into my ear. And I'm like, bro, I would never leave you, bro. Like, if you did this shit, I just imagine, like, putting me to bed that way. And I'm like, damn.
I will say this, though. If I ever do become, like, not if, when I become famous, one of the people that I want to smoke with is Janae Aiko. I feel like she's, chill person to get high
with.
Yeah,
she seemed mad chill.
And Big Sean. I feel like that would be, like, a fun, like, group to get high.
Yeah, no, they probably, like, really cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're probably cool without the weed, but I feel like with the weed, we be talking about, like, some dumb shit.
Yeah, they probably funny as fuck.
They probably look hilarious.
Bro, you seen that one video? They were high as fuck, bro. They was high as hell. I don't want to hear shit. Like, nah, they wasn't. Nah, they was high. they funny as hell.
Speaking of high, a lot of Post Malone fans are concerned about him because...
Oh, I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, he don't look good, bro.
But, like, the thing is, like... Yeah, he did look crazy on stage. Mm-hmm. But, like, people were saying, like, who've gone to multiple concerts, they were like, bro, he performs that song like that all the time. And I think he addressed it, like, the next day or two on stage.
Yeah, he said that I've been drug-free. This is the best I felt in, like, a long time or something like that. But when I first saw the video, I was like...
When I first saw it, like, I had to do a little bit of research. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, he definitely, like... Either he performs that shit like that because it's like an actually pretty heartfelt song, mm-hmm. or like he's off some other shit because he picked up the mic like a baby and started rocking that bitch. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
So I guess he's just being eccentric, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of him, though, too. Like, if anybody were to do that, would I think it'd be Post Malone? Yes.
Okay.
So, right. Like, and him addressing it and, like, people saying, like, oh, no, he performs that shit like that all the time. That's just him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'll... Like, because at first I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? No, please, not post.
Yeah, but a lot, like, of people were worried because of, like, Juice WRLD.
Yeah, and Juice WRLD, little people, like, a bunch of people, like...
Yeah.
Mac, like, yeah, it's definitely an issue.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see the concern.
Yeah. So, We got to talk about it, man. I was debating if I want to talk about this, but I think we got to. DaBaby.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, were just talking about him in the car on the way back from that trip. We were talking about DaBaby.
Yeah. I think
it probably was taking place as we were talking about him.
As we were talking about him. So, for those of you who don't know, which I can't imagine people don't, DaBaby was at a concert. He was on his way to a concert, right?
I don't know the details, to be honest with you.
I believe he was walking towards the stage. A woman was recording him, had the flash in his eye, and apparently tapped him in the eye by...
That's what happened?
That's his story. That she tapped him in the eye, and because of the flashes in his eye, he couldn't see who it was, so he just smacked. He didn't know it was a woman. He just slapped the fuck out of her. Yeah. So a lot of people are canceling DaBaby.
Bro, I don't even know what to say, to be honest. I really don't. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
It's because, like, all the other times, it was like, okay, I can see where he's coming from. Like, I wouldn't do this, but I can understand why he's being so aggressive.
Yeah.
But, like, all right, so a fan taps you in the eye, I'm even if, like, it hurt a lot, like, and then from the angle that I saw in the only video that's been kind of released, she was really close to his face, but I don't think it was, like, a punch, because his eye was fine the next day. He didn't have any kind of, like, black eye or anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he got tapped in the eye to smack someone that goddamn hard, bro.
Yo, he smacked the shit out of her.
Yo, homegirl folded.
Yeah, like she folded, bro. Like, he smacked the shit. Like, and DaBaby, as you know, looked like a fucking pit bull. So, like, yeah, nah, that shit wasn't no light ass, like, smack, bro. He put all his bark behind that shit.
This nigga called him a Q. DaBaby definitely would be a fucking Q,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, he definitely would.
He would definitely be a Q.
In all seriousness, he would.
I feel like he would be a Q or a Q.
Yeah, no, I was about to say or a Q, because, like, Q. I can't see that nigga as anything else.
But, no, bro, it's... it's so tough, because, like... So his first video, he did a first video offering $10,000 to anyone who had a video of when, in his words, old girl hit me in my face. Hit me in my eye. And then he released an apology video saying, like, so first what he did in his apology video was he took a phone and he put his flash on in the camera. And then he was like, and he said, you know, I couldn't see who was behind the phone because of the flash. Someone just hit me in my eye, so I reacted. But he's like, you know, I would never hurt a woman. I love women, yada, 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 yada. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I do see what he's saying. You know, like, I couldn't see. Because, you know, if you're in a dark area and there's, like, just a flash in your face, you can't see what's behind the flash. Bro, that's what you have security for, though.
Yeah, no, that's what people were saying. Like, where the fuck, like, your security, like, should be handling that? Like,
yeah, not you, man.
Not like, you. Like you said, like we were saying in the car, DaBaby seems like he's having a hard time adjusting to, like... Mm-hmm. All of, like...
Being a celebrity.
Yeah, being a celebrity. There you go.
And the thing, too, is if he gets sued, there's grounds to sue him.
Yeah, no, I think she is suing him, to be honest.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. But y'all are some...
And the best thing for him to do is just to settle.
Y'all, yeah, yes. Y'all are different, though, because y'all definitely didn't... Y'all canceled Chris Brown to an extent, but people still buy his music all the damn time, and he still gets radio play.
But... I remember when that shit happened. That shit was way fucking worse.
Yeah,
people didn't fuck with him for a long ass time.
Yeah,
though.
No, he did have to work his way back.
He had to do a whole apology tour.
Yeah,
he did. And actually, a lot of people were pissed at his the fact that America kind of accepted him after his. I don't remember his apology tour. I ain't gonna lie to you, but apparently his apology tour wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. To be honest,
I just remember he made an apology song video thing that wasn't good. Mm. The song just was trash, but But yeah, people forgave him.
No, make no means. I'm not standing up for either of them. It's just like.
Yeah, no.
That
situation. Well, we'll talk about. Well, I mean, we already opened the door to it. So the Chris Brown situation. I remember when it first happened. Everyone was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody was talking about it because, you know, everyone heard different stories that Rihanna was hitting him first, or you know, he's been abusing her for like months and shit like that. Like I heard the whole bunch of ass. So I still want bust. So both of them have confirmed that, you know, she was in fact like putting her hands on him. But
who came out with the bruises? That nigga didn't have no bruises on
his face. She had a concussion. Yeah. So and we as we know, because this isn't the Chris Brown has a history of anger management issues. Mm. His one of what's her name? Carucci. She has the restraining order against him. So yeah, I mean, I hate to say this. I do enjoy some of Chris Brown's music. Unfortunately, he's a good artist. Do I condone some of his behavior? No, not at all. But with the situation with DaBaby, I think after this situation in particular, he needs to go through like some kind of PR training because he can't keep doing stuff like this.
Yeah, no, he's gonna fuck his shit up because of that.
Yeah,
because
if he can survive this situation, he's gonna have to do an apology tour too.
Yeah, like I think he can survive this situation if it's handled correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, because he doesn't he don't want to pull a Kevin Hart and make the situation worse.
Yeah, that's a good person to bring up.
Yeah, and I'm a humongous Kevin Hart fan, but the way how he handled that, the whole gay situation, was not good at all. Like, that was, that's like a perfect example of what not to do. Yep. But no, I just, it's so tough with stuff like this because, you know, everyone starts talking about, like, you know, because before the video came out, people were saying, like, you know, he has a right to defend himself. And, you know, there's always the debate of when should you defend yourself against the girl? Like, when's the appropriate amount of force to be like, all right, I'm a fight back. Mm. And shit like that. It's just, this whole situation is messy and confusing. Mm. Well, not confusing, but it's just messy.
Yeah, it's just messy. Like, the details are very murky.
Well, I mean, from the angle that I saw, and because no one else has dropped a video of her tapping him in the eye.
Yeah, no, the angle, the video that's out now, like, it looks terrible for DaBaby.
Yeah, I'm telling, his best option, and he did it, he apologized, yeah. is to apologize, go on, like, Ellen, Red Table Talk.
He said go on Ellen. I mean, you know who you gotta talk to?
He
gotta
talk to Jada. No, he should not do that shit. I don't want to. Listen, I love the Smith family. I've seen the memes.
Yo,
I've seen
all the memes. There's mad memes for that shit.
Listen, I love the Smith family. As y'all know, I'm a humongous Will Smith fan. I love Jada. I love Jaden. I love Willow. But no, do not put fucking DaBaby on the tabletop. No, Jada, listen to me. Hey, Auntie Jada, do not. And I repeat, do not put that man on your show.
I feel like that shit is coming. Like, I honestly, there's no stopping that shit. Now, like, all the jokes and memes, put it into the universe, and now that shit is gonna happen.
And honestly, it's gonna work. It's gonna help him. It's all jokes aside, it's gonna help his benefit.
It would help him.
Yeah, he's going on that. He should go on some podcasts, especially podcasts of women of color. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gonna have to do a lot, you know.
A lot of explaining, a lot of like, a lot. Like, bro, you got some ground. He got some ground to make up.
Yeah, a lot of people already like saying like he's canceled.
Yeah.
And do I agree with canceling him? I don't know yet. I don't know. Just because,
to an extent, yeah, because like that hitting women like that's a no-go. But like at the same,
but it would be different if he intentionally hit
a
woman.
Yeah, no, that's my thing.
And that's why I'm conflicted, because it's like, what he's saying is true, and from what I saw in the video, it does make sense. If he couldn't see the person behind the flash, mm-hmm. and he just swung on instinct, right? Him swinging is a problem, mm-hmm. right? But because he didn't know it was a woman or whatever, that's where the conflict comes in, because I kind of feel like it's a double standard. I don't feel it. It is a double standard, because if it was a man, there wouldn't be as much outrage. Mm-hmm. And I know me personally, I'd probably be like, well, you know, it sucks, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. We gotta stop. We need to stop having that kind of mentality.
Yeah, true.
and that's why, like, I feel so conflicted, because it's like, damn, like, should I cancel him? Should I not cancel? Like, because I love his music. I love his music.
He makes good music. It's not like he has.
I like his enthusiasm when he performs. I like how, because another thing, too, is a lot of times people show all the negative interactions he has with fans. But there's a lot of positive interactions he has with fans. I remember this one video where he's in like a corner store or a gas station, or he's in just some convenience store, and a fan comes in and she's like, "Oh my god, it's the baby! Can I just get a hug?" He's like, "Yeah, you can get a hug, a picture, an autograph, whatever the fuck you want." And he gave her a hug. He jumped on her because you know he's short as shit and she was a big girl. He jumped. He was like, first of all, he was like, "Yo, can I jump on you?" And she was like, "Fuck yeah, you can jump up. You can do whatever the fuck you want to me." And he gave her an autograph. He took a picture with her. I feel like,
and then there was another time where like some kids were selling some stuff on the side of the road, and like he was in whatever car he was in. He told him to pull over, bro. He took out the meanest stack and just started like, handing out money to the kids. Yeah. Like I don't even think he took what they were selling. I think he just started handing money out, and like all in the video you could see like all the money being passed around. Like
so, like I feel like so I definitely feel like he does love his fans. He does treat his fans pretty well. Mm-hmm. But he just needs to work on, like, his, not, like, you gotta leave that hood shit in the hood, bro. Like, you're
in the public eye, that shit, like, it doesn't fly like that.
And you know what's funny, too? I saw it a lot at school when we were at William Patterson. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of these kids who came from that kind of area and that kind of background. Mm-hmm. And then they got to college, and, you know, someone said something disrespectful to them, and they're, like, so quick to just attack and get ready to fight. And it's like, bro, you can't fight at college. That's how you get kicked out.
Yeah, you got
like,
shit chill to, out. You actually have shit to lose now.
Yeah, like, exactly. And I think DaBaby needs to learn that too, because yeah, he's a star, but it's so easy to lose that status.
Yeah,
so
it's
easy.
It's not about survival anymore. Like
it's
different.
Like in that situation, he should just got tapped in the eye and been like, "Hey, can you back up?" Or just kept it moving. Cause I'm pretty sure even Jay-Z and Beyonce had situations like that where a fan is getting a little too excited and accidentally like pokes him in the eye or stomach or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you just can't wild out. You DaBaby, you got too much shit to lose. You're an up and coming artist, and first of all, that's another thing too. You're an up and coming, so there are people just waiting for you to fail, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You can't give them the animation.
Yeah, I know you didn't work that hard to lose it all for something that could have been avoided.
And you know, not to get personal, but like you made it. You're making your dad proud. Don't fuck it all up because of some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because there's a lot of people who would love to be in your shoes, bro. And you owe it to them. You owe it to the people who put you where you are now. And you owe it to yourself to not fuck it up.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anyway, moving right along, we're going on to our next segment, which is our bro code. And leading our bro code this week is my good boy, my good friend, my bad, Tempo. My good boy, what the fuck? I mean, you sound like a fucking dog.
No, you good, bro. You good. I wasn't, like, I'm ready for this question, bro. Because, like, it ties in pretty well, actually. All right, so today's topic will be, do you believe that everyone deserves forgiveness? And, like, if so, like, expand on that. And, like, we could even, like, dive into other facets of, like, forgiveness and different things like that. But, like, I guess we can start with, like, the general consensus of forgiveness.
So, it's actually funny that you talk about forgiveness because I think last week I had brought it up. Last week, so 2 weeks ago, I went to a function at my church. Mm-hmm. And it was a Black History event. And the whole thing was about forgiveness. And pretty much what was discussed was forgiveness isn't for the person you're forgiven. Forgiveness is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you hold on to the hurt, if you hold on to the pain, you're hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And something that was said during the event that was super, 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 like, groundbreaking in my eyes, and it will forever stay with me, is the acid. Oh, dang, now I can't remember the goddamn saying. Acid is most harmful to the container. So, meaning the thing that's holding the acid is getting the most damage. So, you holding on to all that pain and hurt and all these negative feelings is not hurting the person who hurt you. It's hurting you. Mm. And, you know, forgiveness is doesn't... the old saying of forgive and forget is outdated. Mm. You can forgive, but you should never forget. And the reason why you should never forget is because if you forget, you're setting yourself up to be hurt again. You forgive, you move on, but you don't associate with that person. Or you don't allow yourself to be put in a situation where that person can do that thing to you again.
Mm-hmm.
So do I think everyone should be forgive? Do I think everyone deserves forgiveness? No. But I think everyone deserves it to themselves to forgive.
Mm. That's interesting. Because, like, I feel like forgiveness is interesting because, like, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, it takes a lot of self, I guess, like, self, like, thought and, like, I feel like awareness at the same time.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, you have to be aware of what you're upset about in the first place.
Yeah.
Or why you're upset in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness definitely takes, sometimes it can take time to forgive somebody. Like, it's not like it's one of those things where it's a process.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like, like you wake up the next day and it's like, oh, I don't really care about what happened. Like,
they discussed it in the event that, like, forgiveness, it takes a while. So depending on the severity of your hurt, it could take weeks, months, a whole year, you know. But if you actively try to forgive someone, you will. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people say, you know, I try to forgive them, but I just can't. You didn't try. No matter what someone has done to you, right, you have to forgive them simply because it is hurting you way more than it's hurting the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And you owe it
they to might not even be thinking about it.
Exactly. And you owe it to yourself to let it go because you're only hurting yourself. And at the end of the day, you got to take care of yourself. But yeah, forgiveness isn't a simple thing. Because if forgiveness was easy, the hurt wouldn't be that deep.
I feel like it takes a lot of growth for forgiveness. Like,
yeah.
The best thing that goes along with forgiveness is reflection.
Yeah.
Because, like, in order to forgive, you have to reflect on the events that took, like I said before, the events that took place.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to reflect on the actions that you may have taken. You have to reflect on the actions that the other person took. And the overall emotions that played into everything that happened in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, that's, I can definitely see forgiveness taking a while, and it's different for everybody. Some people get over things really quickly, and certain people like might take a while to forgive, and like they might not even be the type to forgive at that moment, but they might look down the road like a couple days, months, maybe even years down the road and say, wow, was it really worth being upset over at the end of the day? Because it only really hurt me. Like, it only really put me at a disadvantage, or I held on to that pain that I didn't really need to at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel that forgiveness is definitely important in just in life in general. I was going to say in today's society, but in life in general, forgiveness is important because people make certain people have like certain intentions to where like, yeah, they're trying to do you harm. But then certain like people make mistakes at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
To where, like, are you really going to be that upset over something that was a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no. Forgiveness is definitely important.
Okay.
It's definitely a growing factor.
Yeah, it is a growing factor. So, all I would say to everyone listening to this podcast, you guys got homework now. So, that person, because we all have that person who are mad. I'm thinking of someone right now who I'm pissed at. You owe it to yourself, not the person. Remember that. At the end of the day, forgiveness kind of sort of is a selfish act, because you're forgiving them so you can move on and you can heal. So for everyone listening to this podcast, you now have to actively try and forgive that person. And you know who that person is. I'm not going to give you examples. You know who the person is. It could be, you know who the person is. Try and actively forgive them, because you owe it to yourself. And
you really do, because life's like, life is precious. So do you really want to, like, hold on to that, like, at the end of the day? Like,
and life is short.
Like, yeah, no, it's not promised to anybody. So
yeah,
is that something you really want to go out with at the end of the day? Like, oh, yeah, no, I could have da-da-da-da, I should have da-da-da-da. No, it's just do it for yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
All right, so that one went smoothly. I like that question. I was thinking about that. Like, when I saw that question, like KJ said, I started thinking, like, damn, who? I feel like the first person that came up for me that I need to forgive is myself. Uh-huh. Not to sound like a selfish ass in a way. It's just more so, like, there's a lot of things. Like, hard on myself. So, like, there's a lot of things, like, that I've done that I need to forgive myself for.
Because no one's perfect, right? And I think that's actually a good point, is to learn to forgive yourself. Because I am a perfectionist. And I get very aggravated when I fuck up on shit. And I kind of have to, like, actively remind myself, like, hey, you're a human being. Relax. Mm-hmm. It's not that deep. Chill out. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because, you know, what I have to remind myself is, like, if someone were to make this mistake, would you be mad at them? And 9 out of 10 times, it's a no. So why the fuck are you mad at yourself?
Yeah, no. Or, like, would you hold someone else to that same standard?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Like, why are you trying to... Like, I'm a perfectionist, too, like, especially depending on what we're talking about or what I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no. Like, relax with your standards. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are important, because without them, you wouldn't learn or grow from anything. Either things would just work out and you wouldn't be used to failing, so when it actually happens, you would explode. Or, like, that's the whole point of trying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, y'all have homework. Y'all have to actively try to forgive either yourself or that person. Actually, both. Forgive yourself and forgive that person. All right. What else you got for me, David?
All right.
Give me some funny shit, bro. Give me some funny shit.
All right. I'll bring it up a little bit. That was a little deep, so I'm gonna bring it up a little bit. All right. So if you had to give, yourself advice, what would you give yourself? Not now, but the 5-year-old version of yourself.
The 5-year-old version of myself.
Yes. Remember, this is 5-year-old you. So like something that your 5-year-old self could contain.
Drink more fucking water, nigga. Fucking hell. Stop drinking so much goddamn apple juice.
Yo, he said drink some water.
It will help your teenage years, nigga. Damn. You know, actually, so I had, like, a really bad... I hit puberty early, right? So I hit puberty, like, in sixth grade. And I had really bad acne all throughout sixth grade. And I was the only one, because everyone else didn't hit puberty yet. Like, people hit puberty kind of sort of, but I hit it dead on.
Yeah.
And you know, my mom was holding on to, oh, he's a little kid, so she wouldn't get me any like facial scrub or anything like that. So I was just stuck with like hot water and hope.
Oh.
And I looked up shit online. Yeah, cause bro,
I was on the same wave at first too, cause like I was like, okay, maybe this is like, I don't know. Like, yo, puberty is so crazy.
Yeah. And the thing, too, is, like, you feel like everyone's looking at you. And probably people didn't even, like, pay attention to the fact that I had fucking acne. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I was like, oh, my God, I have so much fucking acne. Everyone's looking at me. I just want to crawl in my bed and wait for this shit to go away. So, yeah, 5-year-old me, drink some more fucking water.
Yeah, no, if I had to give my 5-year-old self advice, I would tell myself to stop throwing vegetables out the window.
Why the fuck were you throwing vegetables out the window?
I didn't want to eat them shits, bro.
Oh, my God.
When I tell you, me and my sister, Liz, she wanted a shout out. Here it is. Me and my sister, we used to, like, try to avoid eating vegetables in the dumbest ways possible. Mm-hmm. And, like, we would, like, bro, sometimes, like,
if I had like an empty cup where I finished what I was drinking, mm-hmm. like I would try to like shove my vegetables in the cup and like try to cover it up to where like I'm dumping in the trash real quick. And then like sometimes, yo, there were other times.
Did your mom ever catch you?
We're like, no, she probably knew.
Oh, okay.
My mom, yeah, no, she's your mom. So, like,
yeah.
And she a black mom on top of that. So, the awareness is, like, peaked.
Yeah.
So, like, she definitely knew. There were times, like, my vegetables for both of us would always be the last thing on our plates. Mm-hmm. Because, like, we was not trying to, we was just weren't having it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we would, like, fold them up in a napkin, like, that napkin that you have while you're eating. Fold them up in that napkin and try to throw it away. Ball it up in the napkin and hit the, oh, no, I'm just throwing away the napkin. Try to fold the plate real quick and just look like it, like those cookout plates where, like, oh, somebody made that nasty, nasty food and you try to be polite and you fold it so they don't see it was their food and you throw it away. That same type of shit.
See, I didn't know that was a thing until I got into college. So I should just throw that shit out.
Nah, like,
I'm like, oh, this is not good. I'm gonna throw this shit out right now.
Nah, we were trying to like fold it, be like, yeah, nah, we're just throwing a plate away. But you knew that shit was folded. Somebody made some nasty shit.
Yeah.
But nah, bro, I would definitely go back and tell myself to eat my vegetables just for the fact of like they good for you. Like
what I used to do, and because I remember because you brought up the whole you used to throw your vegetables out the fucking window. So my mom would give me water. She'd always give me water in a cup. So what I would do. Is I had this empty water bottle, and I would just pour the water in the bottle, and then put the bottle underneath my bed, and wait for her, like, I mean, like, you know, I would wait, obviously, like, I didn't, like, just do it automatically, I was a smart fucking kid, and, you know, I would wait a little bit, and I would bring the cup in the sink, and she was like, was that so hard? I'm like, whatever, and, you know, I would wait, like, 10, 20 minutes, like, oh, I gotta pee, and bring the bottle with me. And then just pour that shit out. Until one time I run into the bathroom, and my mom came in the bathroom for some reason. I don't remember why. She came in the bathroom, and she was like, oh, so this is what you do with my water? The water that I pay for? The water that I go to work for? Oh,
man, you fucked up, bro.
And, bro, what I tell you,
you messed up.
My mom is only, like, what, 5'4"? But at that moment, that woman was 8'3", okay? Oh, I was terrified. I was like, is that what it looks like? It's old water. It's water that I had from last week. And she was like, no, it's not. I know it's not. And I was like, how did... And my little five-year-old ass was like, how the fuck does she know it's not old water? How can she tell the difference between the water?
She said, is it the color? Is it the... Does it smell not old? Like,
I was like, she has adult vision. Adult vision, you just know every fucking thing. Bro... Oh my god, man. No.
Hey, yo.
There was so many times I tried to get shit over my mom and it never worked out.
Yeah, no, bro. Black mom awareness, bro. That shit is high as hell. Bro, like, my mother would, like, I don't know. She would, like, see the future when it came to shit I would try to do. And it was like, nope, what are you doing? Blah, da, 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 da. And, yo, when black moms get mad, it's the scariest shit ever.
Yeah. Because it's not like, because... A lot of people think, you know, when black moms get mad, they just automatically start yelling. No.
That's
not how that works. It's a slow and painful build.
It's a build.
Because I remember the first time I brought a C home. Bro.
Sorry, it was
when we first moved to Jersey. And in hindsight, I think the reason why I was, like, struggling in school a little bit was because, like, I had went from living with my grandma in Brooklyn to now she's, like, all the way in Jamaica. So I think, like, that was affecting me focusing in school. My mom wasn't trying to hear any of that shit. So report cards came in. And the thing, too, is I'm used to getting, like, A's and like, one or two B's. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't worried.
Mm-hmm.
So when that C came in, she was like, she said, come into the living room. I said, okay, cool. What's going on? And she was like, we got to talk about your report card. I was like, oh, you're happy, right? And she was like, no. I am not happy. What do you mean you're not happy? Why aren't you happy? She's like, you got to see. See as in you see these A's? the fuck you mean I got to see? What are you talking about, Mom?
Hey, yo.
So she pulls out the report card. And I don't remember what the C was in. I just remember seeing the fucking C in the middle of the goddamn report card. And I was like, oh.
She said, the only thing you see is this ass whooping you about to get. Like,
so she was like, no TV, no video games.
Like a list of like getting things that you're
I knew my mom was mad because she said no books. Who the fuck? Who the fuck takes away books?
How supposed, I can't get to see up without the books, man.
She's like, the only book you're allowed to read are your textbooks. I was like, but mom, you just bought me that new Harry Potter. I don't care. No books.
Better not be reading them words.
That's how I knew she was mad. I was like, damn, she really banned books. I'm grounded from reading.
Oh, black moms. I remember the one time in high school, like, it was, like, sophomore year. We had, like, progress reports, right? Mm-hmm. And I was fucking up. I'm not gonna lie. I was fucking up. Like, there were parts in, like, my school career where I just, like, didn't give a fuck because, like, I don't know. Like, me in school just never saw eye to eye. Mm-hmm. So, this progress report came home, da-da-da-da-da-da. And, my mom got her hands on it somehow. I think I tried to avoid that. Or, like, I can't remember if I tried to avoid it or I was, like, straight up, like, can you sign this? But, like, it was a build to it, so I might have tried to avoid it, which got her even angrier. Mm-hmm. I remember she went off. Like, she blacked out on me with a knife in her hand the whole time she was yelling at me. So, like, she was slamming that shit down like this, and, like, I'm sitting there like, I'm sorry, mom. And mind you, I'm in fucking high school. Like, this is sophomore year. And, bro, like, I had never, ever seen my mother ever like that to this day in my life or before then. So, like, I was like, yo, my mind was, like, blown, and I was scared. Yo, I thought she was gonna kill me. So, like, yo, I went to my room, laid my head in my pillow, and I cried like a baby back bitch. I cried. I was fucking falling tears, bro.
I've never heard anyone say that shit before. A baby back bitch.
I was fucking bawling tears, yo. Yo, she scared the shit out of me, like, and then the next day, shit was, like, normal, like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm like, just feel fucking, like, scared as shit.
Don't you hate that shit after they go off on you, and then the next day, be like, oh, hey, son, how are you? Don't fucking say hey.
No, don't say hello like you ain't just turned into a demon last night. And
do you not remember the shit that happened last night, motherfucker?
Bro, you had... I thought I was dying, bro. I'm surprised I woke the fuck up. Like,
I'll never forget. Actually, it's a little different. So in high school, my freshman year, I got my report card back, and I was mad excited because I was taking this honor. So I had two honors classes. Mm-hmm. I was taking honors English mm-hmm. and honors history. Mm-hmm. My honors history class was beating my ass. Mm-hmm. It was, to this day, the only class where I would literally study every fucking day, like even on the weekends. So for the midterm, I studied all the time. Like, I literally fell asleep in my textbook and in my notes.
Oh wow.
And my mom saw me studying, and she was like, oh, I'm so proud of you, like, I've never seen you like work this hard before. Mm. And I'm like, when I tell you, I was, there were points where my friends were like, bro, we haven't seen you in a couple of days, you good? Yeah. And, you know, I took the midterm, felt great. I was like, oh, the midterm wasn't even that hard. It was all multiple choice. I was like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, we got the report card, right? And I'm going through my report card. A. Wait. Go back up. A, F. Where the fuck does F come from? It's the goddamn history honors class.
That's crazy.
So I'm freaking the fuck out. Cause I'm having a flashback of fourth grade me when I got the goddamn C and my mom flipped the fuck out. What is she gonna do? She's literally gonna kill me. I'm gonna be a fucking dead man. So I was like, all right, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna tell her so that way it will soften the blow, right?
I'm sorry. Keep going. I'll explain why.
So I remember first, I ran up to my room, clean the fuck out my room.
Yo, for real. When you know you fucked up, you just start cleaning, because that's the only way to fix shit sometimes. It's like, I fucked up, but at least I did the dishes. Like, bro.
I cleaned my room, I did the dishes, I cleaned her room. Okay? I even swept up her hair on the goddamn bathroom floor. When I tell you, I was trying to be the best fucking son in the universe, my nigga. Like, you couldn't tell me shit.
No, bro.
So then I heard her pull up, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Like, I had to take up my inhaler. I'm asthmatic, y'all. So I took up my inhaler because, like, I can't be wheezing and trying to explain myself to this woman. I got to make sure I'm talking with confidence. So what my mom does for some strange reason, anytime she comes home, she, like, stays in her car for a little bit. And, like, she's either on the phone or she's listening to music or something. So it takes her a while to get into the house. So while she's in the car, I'm like, all right, I have a solid 5 minutes before she gets into this goddamn house. So I'm practicing again. Like, I'm practicing what the fuck I'm going to say to her, how I'm going to present the fucking F that I got on this goddamn report card.
Bro, that reminds me of that tweet when, like, they was doing.
Like, I'm literally like, all right, so should I slowly show her all the A's that I got? Or should I just be like, hey, look at this F real quick. Just look at the F real quick. Just go look right at the F.
That happened, but look at all these A's. A's.
So she came in, and I looked at her, and she was like, hey, son. And I started fucking crying. When I say crying, I mean, like, snot coming out my nose. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I mean, like, Kerry Washington ugly crying, nigga. Like,
he said I was Viola Davis with the fucking knot, with the little bubble in my nose and all of that shit, bro.
So my mom was like, what's wrong? Who died? What's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, she's like, son, breathe. It's okay. What's going on? And my mom's not really, like, an affectionate person. So, like, this is to show you how bad I was crying. I was freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, no, you, bro, like, I could imagine.
Mom, I got my report card back, and mind you, I'm in high school. I'm 15.
Yeah, no. All of that shit happened when I was 15 too, bro. You got it, bro.
So I'm like, Mom, so I got my report card, and. You saw how I was studying, and I fell asleep in my textbook, and I thought I did good. I thought I did amazing. But, here, just look. And she was like, all right, A, F, A. Wait. Why is there an F here? hold on. So she was like, you know, why is there an F here? And I was like, Mom, I don't know. You saw how I was studying. I thought I did great on the fucking midterm. I don't know what happened. And she looked at me. I looked at her. And she looked at me.
Like the P. Diddy look. Like, what the dude? Yo.
And, like, it was probably, like, only, like, 2 seconds of, like, silence. But, yo, them 2 seconds felt like fucking 2 years.
Yo, for real, bro. When you getting... Oh God! Bro,
like, I was looking at every part of her face to see, like, what she's gonna say. What was she gonna do? I looked at her hand real quick to make sure, like, I wasn't in choking distance. Okay, like a nigga was trying to make it to the next day.
Oh shit!
And she raised her hand, and I flinched, and and she put her hand on my shoulder, and she was like, "Son, it's okay." I was like, "What? What'd you say to me?"
No, bro. I every time that shit happened, you be thinking like, nah, son, no, it's not okay. Like, no.
I was like, this is a setup.
Yeah, you be thinking like, nah.
I was like,
did I die in, like, did this another reality that I fell into?
I pinched myself. I was like, nah, I ain't sleeping. All right, nigga, still up. Okay, I was like, what do you mean? It's an F. She's like, yes, it's an F, but I saw how hard you were working. You obviously care about this class. It's fine. We'll talk to your teacher. Because I got the report card on Friday. We'll talk to each other on Monday. Mm. We'll see what happened, and we'll try to work this thing out. Mm. And she went up to her room, and I stood there like, who the fuck is up there? That ain't my mama. Who the fuck is up there? There's no goddamn way that's my mama.
Ain't no, you had a good day, huh? Because there ain't no fucking way you came home with that
shit.
You
must have gotten a raise today, because there's no fucking way. But yeah, to this day, I will never forget that, because I was just so shocked of how, like, cool she handled that shit. She was just like, yeah, you know, like, it's all right. I saw that you were working. I saw, because she was like, I've literally seen you fall asleep in your textbook numerous nights. Mm-hmm. I know how hard you worked in this class. So it's okay.
Bro, yeah, my first F, bro, I handled that shit in the completely opposite way. Like, bro, when I tell you, like, I handled that, like, every time I look back at that, I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? It literally only made shit worse. So, like, I got it. I'm looking at the shit, like, my heart, like, sunk to, like, my ass. When I seen it, mm-hmm. I'm like, that shit was boom, boom, came right back up. I'm like, fuck. And I was like, all right, so there's multiple things I could do here. I could pack up all my shit. I could run away. Canada, like, it's not that far from Jersey. I could show it to him. And then run away. And then Canada's not that far from Jersey. I could not show it to him. And then run away, because Canada's not that far from Jersey. But what I ended up doing was, like, I did this stupid shit where, like, you stall for, like, as long as fucking possible. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, bro, I can't tell you how many times she had asked me for my report card. Mm-hmm. This was 8th grade.
Okay.
So, like, I can't tell you how many times, like, she asked me for that shit. And I was like, oh, no, the school hasn't sent it yet. Mind you, the school sent that shit, like, 2 days after we got out. I was mad as fuck. Like, they sent that shit. They was like, yeah, your son about to be fucked up, bro. And I was like, nah, like, nah, they didn't send it yet. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, nah, they, I don't know what they doing. They playing, ma. Mm-hmm. You should go call them. Just bullshitting. And, so, yeah, I did that for, like, a couple of weeks. Bro, when I tell you, like, she didn't see it until, like, the middle of July.
Don't and you like, get
out of
school in June?
Yeah, I got out of school in June. But, like, I kind of, like, I stalled, mm-hmm. and then, like, she forgot about it for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then, like, she probably didn't forget about it. She probably knew it was some shit, like, that happened.
Yep.
Because she knows her son. But she was just waiting for me to bring it to her.
She's giving you an opportunity, like, I'm going to wait.
Yeah. And then one day, she decided not to wait no more. She just hit me up with the go get that shit. And I was like, yo, I never wanted a plane to, like, fly through my house and just take me the fuck out, like, so bad. In that very moment, I was like, bro, can I trip and die? Like, that shit was like, that shit was crazy, bro. Like,
Jesus, I don't ask for much, bro, but you can hit me with some lightning right now.
Bro, just hit me with some hot shit right now, son. Bro,
that would be great.
When I tell you, like, to me, going to go get that shit was the longest and like, scariest walk that I ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember getting it. She looked at it. I can't remember what happened after that. My mind literally has blocked out what happened. I blocked it out. Bro, I literally blocked it out.
Oh, no, bro.
So, I know, like, I think she, I remember, like, slightly being, like, cursed out for, like, hiding it for so long. Mm-hmm. And then, like, yeah, I can't remember what else happened. I think, like, I got that damn phone taken away. And, yeah, I was on punishment for a minute. My summer got all fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, oh, no, that wasn't the same summer I did that other stupid shit. But no, like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Shit was bad, bro.
Yeah.
But no, like, bro, that happens to you guys. Definitely pick the KJ route. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, nah, definitely pick the KJ route. Like, looking back at it, I really wish I picked the KJ route because it would have been bad, but not as bad as like what the fuck happened. Like me blocking it out bad. So
Fun fact about the goddamn midterm, right? Everybody failed the shit apparently.
Oh really? Doesn't that always happen?
Oh. So he has two honors classes, mm-hmm. and out of the two honors classes, only two people passed. One person got an A, one person got a B. Everyone else got an F.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like what is that like? I've always looked at that as like, is that good for the teacher? Is that bad? Like, what does that say about the teacher and like what's going on in their class? And
that teacher had so much pull that like, because he was good at, like. Even though he was a hard ass, he was good at what he did. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no one could really say anything to him because he was just that nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I'm not saying he was a bad teacher. It's just more so like, what is that like? Cause that, bro, that happens in college all the time. But
the thing though is, I think to this day, I think what he did was he intentionally made us fail. I'm gonna tell you the midterm was easy as fuck. Like, cause he had these pop quizzes that were hard as shit. And, mm-hmm. and like, there are only three questions. So if you fuck up on one question, highest you're getting is 66.
Yeah.
The midterm was easy as shit. And I quadruple checked my midterm. Because one, I finished in like 30 minutes. We have a 2-hour window mm-hmm. to do the midterm. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there's no way in hell that I finish it. So I literally double checked, triple checked, quadruple check, and I went through it slowly as fuck. So I think to this day I think he intentionally made us all fail because he wanted to show us that, like, because all of us in honors classes were normally like A students, so he wanted to show us that, like,
what it was like to fail almost?
To fail and to know that you can survive.
Oh, okay.
Because I still gotta be in the class.
Oh, okay. It's a pretty good lesson.
That's what I choose to believe.
Like, now, like, looking back, like, yeah. Okay, yeah, I see where you're coming from. But at that moment, I would have been mad as fuck.
Yeah, because I went to him and I was like, you know, can I see my midterm? And he was like, oh, he gave me some bullshit excuse as to why he couldn't show me my midterm. And it's the only thing that makes sense because it's like, it was, what, 20 of us in the class? So 38 kids failed this midterm. And everyone was studying for this kind of midterm because, like, if you were in that class, you knew you had to study mm-hmm. because we originally were a class of 25 mm-hmm. and five or six people dropped out of our class, mm-hmm. like, day two. Because mm-hmm. No. The first week, he gave us a small lesson and he told us, day one, he gave us a syllabus and he was like, this is how I teach my class, yada, yada, yada. Day two, he gave us a small lesson. And on day one, he told us that he does pop quizzes, right? Mm-hmm. No one thought that pop quiz number one would be day three. So when we came to day three, and he was like, oh, pop quiz time.
Ha, y'all went from syllabus to
test. We all were like, wait, what'd you say? Like, some people thought he was fucking joking. He said, no, pop quiz time. And
he said, take everything off your desk.
Yeah. And nigga, when I tell you, everybody was sweating, like, you look around the room and all you saw was depression.
Bro, first of all, his shits were three questions. Like, I would have been fucked up, but like.
And the thing too was like, day one was a Thursday, day two was a Friday, and then quiz day was a fucking Monday.
Oh, so you had you had the whole weekend to forget everything.
Exactly.
What the hell?
And I think the highest grade was a 66. Everyone failed.
Yeah, no, there was no way you guys were set up to fail.
Yeah, but he intentionally did that though, like, because he wanted us to work, he wanted us to get a work ethic. Now that I'm older, I think he was a little too hard on us because, like, we had literally just got out of fucking middle school. Mm-hmm. But I do, you know, I do thank him for being that hard on us because a lot of the work ethic that I have now stems from his class. Because, like I said, that is the only class to this day, and I have a college degree, where I studied that goddamn hard.
Yeah, no, I've never seen you study to where, like, you were falling asleep in your book and, like,
oh, that's
all the shit you was.
That's because nights like that, I did that shit in my room.
he said, yeah, no, I was crying inside the book, but I left that shit personal time, man.
So the amount of times I contemplate, like, do I really want this goddamn degree? Like, I could be a stripper. I got the dick for it. I could be a stripper.
Yo, I still think about that shit now. I'm like, yo, what if I just said, why can't I just be a porn star?
Yeah, like, how mad would my mom be if I was a porn star? Like, come on.
Pretty.
No, she would disown me. She would disown me.
My mother would be pretty upset as well.
Episode one.
Throwback to episode one.
That teacher in particular, if I ever see him again, which I hope I do, I owe him a thank you, you know, because a lot of stuff that I, even this podcast and, like, how much effort I put into this podcast, it all stems from how much work, because before that, I used to just get A's just because.
Yeah, like, you know, I feel like we all have that one teacher that, like, is hard as fuck on us, mm-hmm. but, like, there's a reason to it.
Yeah, if I was a teacher, I would probably, I would be a combination of him and my English college, professor, my freshman year, Professor Myers. He was so fucking cool. Like, he was dope. You know, he, the way how he taught his class, and I appreciated it a lot, was he gave you, a like, I think, like, one or two chapters a week to read a week on a book, right? And we discussed it. And we related modern books. So we, like, one of the books that we read was fucking Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And we related that to, like, politics and all this other shit. Yeah, and it, like, it made you realize that even books like Hunger Games have a deeper meaning.
Yeah, deeper meaning.
And I like that, because a lot of times in English classes, they only do that to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like Shakespeare and like literature like that. And he was saying that, like, no, that makes no sense. Like, you have to show that that kind of depth exists in all kinds of literature.
Yeah, no.
even in comic books, there it's multi-layered.
Yeah, no, that I can agree. Like, that first year I got to Willie P, I had to take, like, the same type of freshman, like, English translation. And then and my professor, his name was Michael Dukorsky. And, like, yo, when I tell you, like, his like, class and the books he read were, like, the most, like, fulfilling I've felt, like, within an English class. Because, like, English was always my strongest subject. So, sometimes, like, I was the type to, like, breeze through that shit because I know that I could.
For me, it was my weakest.
But for, like, him, yeah, no, math was my, yo, math, fuck that shit.
I was good with math until pre-calc. Pre-calc and half of algebra 2.
Yo, parts of algebra 2 really fucked my shit up.
It was because, honestly, it was my fault. It was because I started slacking and I didn't do homework. So when it came to test, I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, no, that's math. Math will do that shit to you. But, like, yo, his class and the books we read were so, like, they made you think on such a deeper level. It was like, yeah, no, this is different. I can't breeze through. I can't, like, I still tried to. But, like... Yeah. And he kind of knew it, too. But, like, I can't breeze through it. Like, and, too, like, I was actually interested.
Yeah.
And, like, I thank him for that to this day. And, like, there were other things, too, that made him, like, a cool professor. Because, like, we would talk, like, after class. And during that time, I was going through a lot of shit. And so, like, that, you know, bro, teachers can really make an impact on your life. Like, and you won't, you might not even realize it at the time until, like, you reflect on it afterwards to where, like, yeah, they're important.
Yeah, because when that man had me studying every night, falling asleep in fucking textbooks, I was definitely like, yo, fuck this nigga. When I get older and I see that nigga in the streets, it's on. It's a fight on set. All right? You get into one and the two, and that's it.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's funny as hell, dude.
Nah, bro. Yo, there were so many times where I fantasized, like, yo, I can't wait till I'm older so I can beat this man's ass. Oh, my God. Honestly, it got me through some nights, bro. Because there were some nights I was like, do I really want a high school degree?
Yo, once again, I was like, I'm a little young, but I reach 18. I can strip.
All right. So, that's about it. That's about the end of our show. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, because we sure did. As a reminder, y'all already know, get the word out about Apollo Bros. If you love our show, tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell that annoying motherfucker at your job. Just tell people. It means a lot to us. It keeps us motivated. We love doing it. So, yeah, just share the word. If you're in, like, a, what you call it? What is that thing called? A carpool.
I thought you were going to say a cult.
Nope, not a cult.
No, because I knew you were looking for, like, a C word. I'm like, in a group, did it a cult. Like, that's, you know, that.
So, group words that starts with C and you immediately go with cults.
I wasn't thinking carpool.
But cult was a safe option?
No, but I could have said, like, company or, like, community or, like, yeah, I'm making myself look worse in here.
I'm
but,
glad, like, you know that. I'm looking at you like, do you hate yourself right now? What?
Oh, man.
But yeah, so just I don't even remember the fuck I was saying. Oh, if you're in the carpool, just put the shit on and then.
Yeah, no, long drives. I think our voices sound good enough to where like. You won't fall asleep.
Yeah, because our voice is, you know, is mad sexy, you feel me? So it just, you know, let me stop. But no, all jokes aside, we appreciate if you could just, you know, let people know because it helps us out. We ha- like I said last episode, we have big plans for this show. So the more people who listen, the
more stuff we can do and yep, more stuff what he's like. Saying. Yeah, no, we got plans. We definitely got plans. Y'all will see those plans, especially like as soon as the numbers increase and different things like that. We're
yeah.
start implementing new things, and y'all are gonna like it. Like, the stuff we got, y'all are gonna like it.
Make sure you subscribe too, cause I know a lot of you who listen. A lot of you who listen tend to forget to subscribe. So make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And the platform you're listening to us, on, if they allow comments, make sure you drop a comment.
Yeah. You know? If you like, drop a comment. If you didn't like it, drop a comment. Like yeah. we always look for a kind of feedback. We don't really take it like in a negative light. So
yeah, any kind of feedback is good feedback in our eyes. We just want to, you know, give you the best content. So if we can improve the content that we're giving to you, we want to do that. And the only way for us to know how to improve is through your feedback.
Definitely, definitely. KJ, do you have any announcements?
Oh, my bad on not dropping that video. the reason why is because I'm a lazy motherfucker. I have no excuse.
The honesty, bro.
So my issue is I need to set up a schedule. Once I set up the schedule, it'll be so much easier for me to produce content on a more consistent basis. Mm. It's just making a schedule and sticking to the goddamn schedule. I just recently got a new camera, as David knows.
You got a camera, yo.
I got a really good camera, a Canon M50.
With a nice-ass mic, too.
Yeah.
The mic is nasty.
It's like the standard of like YouTube mics. So, I'm definitely going to make more content, so just keep an eye out for it. I'll actually drop a link to my channel in the description, so you can just scroll through the description and click on the link. What about you, Davey? You have any announcements, bro?
Oh, yeah. No, I was somewhat productive, like, in that past week. Mm-hmm. I finished another song, which I'm trying to think, like, do I just want to put it on the tape, or do I want to drop it as a single? I'm not sure yet, so if I drop it, I'll let y'all know, obviously. Mm-hmm. I finished the last beat for the beat tape, so that'll be dropping soon, too, when I stop being a lazy fuck and, like, actually, like, organize everything like I want to, stop telling myself to do it and just do it.
Yeah.
I'll be dropping that, too. You guys are going to like that because there's a lot of fun stuff on there.
Yeah.
Look out for it. I'll definitely be letting you guys know. Follow us on social media, like... always KJ Majority on Insta and
Twitter. Yep. Oh, and TikTok.
And TikTok.
I don't have any TikToks, but I'm on there though.
Follow me at Tempo T3M_PO on Instagram, Twitter. My music is just Tempo, spelled in the same way with an exclamation point, no underscore. But definitely yeah. content coming from both of us, and look out for it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to say to you lovely people. Come back next week.
That's
pretty much it.
We'll see you then.
Yeah, all right. Bye, guys. Boop.